chapter 9. In God we trust. Everyone else bring evidence.
Here's a quick metaphor that shows why and how you should begin your search for evidence. In fact, if you've watched any of the television law enforcement shows like NYPD Blue or Law & Order, Dragnet, or Adam 12, Starsky & Hutch, I mean, name them all. Now I'm starting to show age here. Take your pick. In the older shows, it usually started out with a call coming in from headquarters. You know, one Adam 12, one Adam 12, see the man. When the police arrived at the scene, what was one of the first things they looked for? You know, as Joe Friday would say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. In other words, evidence. See, police don't run around and start grabbing anyone in the vicinity and hauling them in as suspects. Well, at least the good ones don't. The first rule in working a crime scene is to find, not plant the evidence. Now, good detectives don't conclude the search until they're confident they've gathered enough evidence to put the pieces together. The more pieces they get, the clearer the picture. And the clearer the picture, the more likely the conviction from a judge or a jury. Now, in business, there are crime scenes too. You get a call or a memo. Oh, it's a code red. You get briefed on the problem. Of course, you're paid to solve problems, so you jump hard and fast and you get a team of experts involved. You race to the scene, which is probably a meeting. And after quickly surveying the scene, you run around the streets or the halls of your company looking for as many suspects as possible. Usually the suspects are vendors and colleagues. And you do this in an attempt to solve the crime or the problem. Now, in doing so, what you do is you break the first rule of investigation, which is get evidence. You need to collect evidence or proof that you could do something, and then convert soft evidence into measurable hard evidence. But too often, people don't gather evidence. And when you fail to see the reality that your solution will be on trial, you don't get a conviction, you get a mistrial. When you go to trial to present your proposed solution to get funding and you don't have evidence, the judge and jury, which are your colleagues, and they have strong objective business rationales, and in some cases biases, they throw out the case. Don't be so anxious to solve the crime of the century that you miss the key evidence you need to prepare you better for the trial. But suppose a proposed idea that you or a colleague has sneaks by undercover, doesn't have evidence, and the jury decides to write a check and fund the solution. Unfortunately, it happens. Isn't it likely that someone at some point, somewhere in the company, is going to come and say, can someone please prove to me why we needed to do this in the first place? Or maybe later, so what's different now that we've spent all of this money? Hindsight won't bring back the wasted money. So how will anyone be able to judge your success if there's no baseline of evidence to begin with and no evidence of success in the end? So you'll have to ask and answer those questions yourself now before others do it for you later. Because if you don't, you may have to live with some of the downsides. One of those could be if there isn't objective rationale or criteria, the funding decision will be pretty difficult. And discerning the difference between the coulds from the shoulds, it almost becomes nearly impossible. Here's a great quote from Thomas Gilovich. He wrote a book called How We Know What Isn't So. We humans seem to be extremely good at generating ideas, theories, and explanations that have the ring of plausibility. We may be relatively deficient, however, in evaluating and testing our ideas once they're formed. The purpose in the pursuit of evidence is to get people to open up their minds and their mouths and to talk about what leads you or them to believe that something is a problem, to verify the fact that the problem really does in fact exist. And in your pursuit of evidence, it's important to remember that not all evidence is created equal. Since business evidence is knowledge, and not physical evidence like at a crime scene, you'll need to communicate with others in depth about the important business issues in order to collect the evidence. When you dig for the evidence on the most important issues, once you've moved off the solution. Now what you're doing is you're looking for a description of what has happened or what will happen that will convince you to continue your pursuit of a solution. Now, as you arrive at the scene, as you start talking with your colleagues and you try to uncover evidence, there's basically two levels of evidence you need to look for. The first level is soft evidence. Now, this kind of evidence is the easiest to gather. It's the most abundantly available. It's descriptive. People could describe what they've seen or heard or felt. It could be circumstantial. It could be anecdotal, subjective. It's qualified data, not quantified data. The second level is what we call hard evidence. Now, this kind of evidence is distinctly different from soft evidence. It typically is measured events, numbers, validated, objective, quantified data. So let me give you a couple of examples of the two different kinds of evidence, just so that you can start to tune up your ear to hear the difference. For example, here is some soft evidence. People seem confused about organizational priorities. Or, there's no teamwork in our department. You might also hear something like, people around here, they just don't trust management. Our salespeople complain. They don't have remote access when they're on the road. All of these are very descriptive. It may be personal experience. It's just not quantified evidence. You can hear it. It's hard to get your arms around it. Now, let me contrast that with hard evidence. Hard evidence would sound something like this. Our productivity is off significantly. Or product defects and returns, they're on the rise. You might hear someone in customer service saying, we're losing customers. Or the cross-selling conversion rate isn't what we want it to be. Now, in their description, what they're giving you are indications of things that are measured, like productivity or product defects or loss of customers or conversion rates. Those are things that the business typically measures. That's what we call hard evidence. So soft evidence is what we call subjective anecdotal. It's the qualified layer of data on top. It's usually the easiest to find, and you can gather this from almost anyone in the organization. Hard evidence is quantified or measured. It's validated foundation and is often the bedrock beneath the soft evidence. And because not all evidence is created equal, there's a reason evidence is in this sequence. See, the first level of soft evidence is the easiest to find, and it's the most common. Most people can safely and pretty quickly give you evidence from their own experience, from what they personally have seen or observed, even if it's only happening in their department or division. They'll tell you stories. They'll give you the word on the street. They'll describe instances of evidence. It's all soft evidence. And the good news is, soft evidence allows us to gather divergent opinions from lots of different people to gather their unique perspectives. And it really gives you a local functional sense of what's going on according to them. Usually, a healthy amount of soft evidence naturally leads to the deeper second level, hard evidence. Soft evidence, without any validation or verification of hard evidence, it often deceives people into thinking, aha, they've done their homework and they actually have something to solve. And nobody ends up having to prove anything, and so a whole lot of ideas get funded, and they're irrational, and they're based on soft evidence. Ultimately, you're digging for and drilling down to gather hard evidence, which is the bedrock of your business case. Now, hard evidence, by contrast, is measured or verified data. It's easier to get your arms around. It also may be harder to find. In every organization, there are things that are important to the business that are regularly measured. These can be goals or targets against which people are often expected to perform, and they're frequently just operational in nature. So they often show up in the company's strategic initiatives, in profit and loss statements, or on a corporate scorecard. Hard evidence is the most powerful form of evidence because that's what leads to the impact on the business and its people. It can turn into money. Every effort should be made to state the impact in financial terms that relate to the strategies and the performance of the company or the division or the group that you're working with. Money becomes the acid test that moves the could to the holy grail of the should. And it's important, therefore, to turn all non-financial measures into what we call financial impact. And the good news is the impact will either be big or small. So if the impact is small, so what and who cares? You should stop everything right now. You and your colleagues should stop pursuing this solution. And here's the reason. The cost of the solution may be bigger than the cost of the problem itself. Or said another way, the cost of the solution may be bigger than the return from the opportunity you're chasing. So if the impact is big enough to care about, then it probably warrants spending your continued time and attention. And if not, get out. Stop. Focus your time and attention on something that's more important, that the business cares about, for which there would be a much better return.
Now, when you're looking for the evidence that Dave talked about, you either have it or you don't. I know, you're stunned by the brilliance. If the evidence does exist somewhere and you personally don't have it, find out who has it and when you can get it. Now, if you don't have the evidence or if it doesn't exist, you need to determine whether it's important to have it in the first place. If the evidence is important, can you get it on your own or do you need some help? And if you need help, who can help you get it? Now, when you look for evidence and you have it, it comes from one of two places, inside your company or outside your company. I know the brilliance, the logic continues. Whether it's inside or outside, you'll need to carefully think through the evidence and see how relevant it is to what you're trying to do. Is it highly relevant or just mildly related? Opinions will differ on that question, so that's why you do this stuff. You'll make the right decision more often if you have both inside and outside evidence. Depending on the type of decision, if it's more internally or externally focused, you'll rely on one type of evidence more than the other. And obviously, you'll be more confident if both the inside and outside evidence you gather is both soft and hard. And because soft evidence leads to hard evidence, let's start with the search for soft evidence first. Okay, now it's time to hold up the business think mirror on evidence and measure these statements against this scale: seldom, sometimes, or frequently. Number one, when someone brings up a problem, I think through the information that proves the problem exists. Two, when someone says they want a particular result, I get a clear understanding of how we will know we achieve the result. Three, I ask people what they think and find value in their responses, even if it's just their opinion. And four, even though outside evidence may be compelling, I check to make sure it's relevant and that it applies to my company.